Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Somebody sent me a picture, sent all of us a picture of a license plate in Arizona. He saw, must be in the Phoenix area, I guess, listener down there. Milk Me. MLK-me. And he said the girl driving it had huge cans.
Oh. So
that's appropriate. You know, Milk Me. All right. just Milk Me. I love that she, I got these big old boobs. I'm going to, my life space going to say Milk Me. What the hell? I'll lean into it.
Why not? That stuck to the tape.
Could a guy drive that and say Milk Me? Because they can make it milk us other way.
It's an existential statement about MLK is me and we're equality. You know, then you got to lean into something weird like that.
Yeah, Milk Me, man. Yeah. Todd, what is the Isle of Shame? I should probably ask Nick this. Is it a grocery store with junk food all down the middle or something like that?
It's Aldi. And
Okay, Aldi, okay.
They call it
Isle of Shame?
Well, apparently, and again, I don't go to the Aldi very often unless
I thought that'd just be the Isle of Shame going into
one.
Small
town, and I'm going to get called bougie and snobby because
I know. They're everywhere, by the way.
To the Dollar General, and I don't go to the Aldi very often.
There's only a couple of Aldis around town.
We'll go to Aldi every once in a while.
I know a lot of them do.
Is it cheaper?
But apparently...
Yes.
They say
but
it is.
They don't, it's not, they don't have like Cheerios on the shelf.
Oh, okay. Got
it. It's all like it's weird German versions of everything.
German versions.
Yeah, they are
Cheerios.
A privately held
Cheerios.
German discount grocer.
Yeah, you can look at the thing. Oh, okay. I know what the American version of that is, it's the weird German
version. Oh, really? I've never been in one either.
Yeah.
They have some snacks and stuff that we really like from there, but I've never understood why they seem to make it seem like they're saving so much money on the shopping carts. They're like, oh, we don't have to get anybody out there because you put a quarter in, and then you put like when you return the cart, the quarter pops back up. How much money are other grocery stores spending on the kids that go out and bring the carts back? It doesn't seem like that would be
a
massive savings.
No, you're right. Yeah,
I walked into a store the other day. And up front where there were supposed to be the carts, there were absolutely no carts. Like it was
a major store?
A major
I've
store.
Seen that happen.
One of the big warehouse stores.
Right.
I walked in, I'm like, I had to go back out to the cart corral in the parking lot and grab one for myself.
Did you just take one?
Lazy
people.
Yeah,
I just brought one.
Damn job.
Well, Aldi has an aisle they call Aldi Finds. And it's just random stuff. There's novice shoppers to the grocery chain, right? I think it's a mishmash of randomly selected stuff shoved into shelves, sometimes spilling onto the floor after a wave of customers descend on a Wednesday. Apparently, this happens on Wednesday, and make a beeline for the one item they want that week. So it's just a bunch of crap. It's not necessarily groceries.
In one aisle?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you buy frisbees and pool floaties?
What's in there? Careful.
Snorkel.
And seasonally timed to meet what customers are already ready for. So, maybe.
Pool ring toss.
Maybe they put a couple of snorkels out there when the summer comes around.
That's, that kind of crap.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Oh, so people are fighting over it?
Yeah, and apparently the people rush there on Wednesdays.
We're going to get a call on that. You know we are.
I hope so.
Our audience wrestles in parking lots of grocery stores in a heartbeat.
$3 million belong to the Aldi Isle of Shame Facebook page.
Oh, there you go.
That's got 3 million followers.
Come on, Nick. Get on
that.
And they are planning to open up like 800 new stores in the country. I don't know what the timeline is on that, but they're planning it to open up a bunch of new locations.
They don't have bags either.
Oh, you don't have bags?
They don't have plastic grocery bags there.
Okay.
I think they're building one in not far from my house right now.
So they have paper ones, right?
No.
None?
They have like the... They have cloth bags you can purchase, or they have the boxes, whatever. Come on, like the half boxes.
Oh, okay,
The grocery stores in Colorado don't want to give you bags unless they have to, unless you ask for one. And I noticed that the bars that we went to, they don't throw down napkins anymore.
Yeah, really? That's
usually that comes with a drink. You know, it's a standard issue.
I know. I've been in some towns.
Coaster, nothing?
Man, napkin.
No.
I usually have to wipe my face off, you know.
Right. I could have used it.
I could drip it off my beard or something like that.
You're a very sloppy drinker.
I need some sort of napkin once in a while.
They didn't
give
me one at the airport last night, and I could have used one.
I'm pretty sure it was
of course you could.
Breckenridge in Colorado, where
I was in Breckenridge,
They have flat out banned plastic bags, and if you don't have a cloth bag, then you have to. Buy one
from there, yeah. They're cheap, though. Like a dollar.
Yeah, 50 cents or something.
When we were up in Canada a couple of summers ago, they keep all the boxes around. You know, because the grocery stores get a ton of boxes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they got a warehouse full of boxes in the back. Right. So they just, if you need to help yourself to a box. And you throw your groceries in one of the boxes that they were going to throw away anyway.
I've actually gotten fairly good here in the last probably year or two at keeping...
Remembering.
I got four reusable grocery bags that are in the back seat, and I'd remember to take them in every time.
He's a reasonable puss, is that what he is, Ben?
Yeah.
Reasonable puss.
I was terrible at that for a long time. Like, I'd have them in the car and forget them every time.
I watched this video of a guy, they shared it and said the saddest thing he's ever seen. It was like the day in a life of a middle-class guy. And it shows him getting up in the morning. I'm talking to a lot of listeners who are doing this right now. He gets up in the morning. He just has coffee. He puts his computer in his bag. He walks to his car. And it says he's like a 20-minute commute. He walks into his cubicle, sits down, pulls his computer out of his bag. Then he has lunch at the local Chili's.
I'm pretty sure I saw this too.
Yeah, it's pretty. And it just kind of just goes on, monotony. And then he comes home, changes out of his work clothes, drops his dog off at his mom. Everything about it is so freaking sad. But it's like, it's a normal guy's life.
But it's spot on.
It's spot on for a lot of people. I mean, we all have that boring days. I get it. But, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, but you don't want to be faced with it.
I know.
You don't want to be.
Have you seen the video?
It's out there right now.
Yeah, it came up my reels yesterday or something like that.
The only thing that kept me from getting too sad was the fact that I don't have to put on khakis and a polo walking out the door.
Exactly, yeah. That's
Matthew, the show researcher, says Aldi's is one of the few stores that lets their cashiers sit down at the register.
Good for them.
Yeah.
This is why I tend to support them. Other places don't allow
good
that.
Good for them. I don't get places.
I don't get that either.
I've always thought that at casinos, when nobody is playing your table and you're a blackjack dealer, there should be a high stool there so you at least sit down and relax while you're not.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to me. They just stand there, you know?
I think if you're sitting at a table dealing a card game, you should be able to sit down the whole damn time, shouldn't you?
Well, I don't mind you. No, but they stand for those. Oh, there are ones. The lower card games, the pie gals like that, they will sit because the tables are lower.
Like poker dealers
But blackjack,
get to
they
sit.
Stand up. Poker guys get to
poker
sit.
Poker dealers get to sit the
but
whole
blackjack,
time.
But blackjack, they don't get to sit.
Roulette guys are always standing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing I just think that when people make people stand at places for no reason, it makes no sense to me. Come on. Let somebody sit down, for Christ's sakes. Right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ozempic face. Have you seen this?
Oh, wait a second. I got something here for
weird, man, isn't it?
For Nick.
Ooh. Yeah.
Brent just pointed this out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to push a button here.
Oh, no.
And let's see if you recognize this.
Okay, go ahead.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
Is that Ace?
Ace. Did Ace do this?
Gangster of love.
At least it's rock, man.
Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love.
What year is this? That sounds like the 80s. It really does.
Well, it was uploaded in 2014.
Ace kind of always sounds like the 80s.
Yeah.
I don't know when this actually kind of came out.
Kind of a stupid thing to say, isn't it? Yeah. Right.
I think I kind of remember him
Ace
putting out.
Ace gets a pass as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, no, I love Ace, man.
He did put out a cover album at one point, and I think we might have actually talked to him way back when that came out. Yeah.
Oh, Nick would have freaked out.
I remember you guys let me come in and ask him a question.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, yeah. What'd you say? Remember that time you played
Coming to town, and I asked him what his thoughts were because he wasn't with the band at the time, and I wanted my kids to experience Kiss live.
Right.
But I mean, if you're not in the band, it's not really the band to be in.
What was his answer?
He was just like, use your own judgment. And I think he was kind of like, didn't think it was cool, but also, he didn't come out and say that.
But that version is way better than any country version that I've heard.
Sure.
I'll listen to that one all day as compared to... Who else?
Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney.
Destroyed it, apparently. So, speaking of Kiss, so is this the corner where they dressed up in the suits from Dress to Kill that they want him named that the Kiss Corner or something like that, and New York City said no?
That's messed up.
The voters in that area said no? Was it a voting situation?
I don't know if they voted on that. I just found this story this morning, so I just posted it up because it said Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would they vote against that?
I don't know. They
corner of West 23rd Street and 8th Avenue, a community board voted down the proposal to rename that corner Kiss Corner. And after the band Kiss, who shot the cover of their third album at this corner in Chelsea.
Yeah, they're in suits.
Dressed to kill.
That's a famous corner.
I thought I read something in there that said they weren't going to do it because they're not dead. If they were dead, they would have a better chance.
Well, that's
gonna be a
while,
morbid.
Then. Yeah, don't say. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just you can also honor people when they're alive.
You should do that. Yeah, I always hated that. The posthumous, elected the Hall of Fame when they've been dead for 40 years. Saying, well, thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Oh, they said the board said that the Kiss, all of whom hailed from New York City, failed to meet specific co-naming guidelines, including demonstrating a consistent voluntary commitment to the area.
They don't live there either. Ace lives back east. I think that Peter lives there too, but I know the other guys live out west,
13 member board, it was 12-1 no.
Whoa.
But they have said yes.
One guy in face paint voting yes.
He's spitting blood.
Yeah.
He just yells,
Beastie Boys have a street. I guess they've lost one member, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and they would.
Obviously, the Kiss isn't around helping revitalize the area or something like that with money. That's
the Beastie Boys probably are a little bit more New York than Kiss.
Not really.
I mean,
over a period of time, those guys all still lived in New York, and they were, I don't know. But they also, and this is true too, they said that corner has basically become their Abbey Road.
It is.
Because come from all over to.
For that particular shot.
Yeah, to get their picture taken right there because of the album cover.
Right. Yeah, it's a bunch of snooty, condo board people, and that sounds like it to me.
It's a bunch of Karens.
Yeah, but
one guy going, Kiss.
People who want to be on that board.
Jesus.
I think there's something wrong with you if you want to be on a board like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes.
I do too. But then, if you don't do that, nobody cools on those things. Right. Mr. Skin is going to phone the program a little later on this morning. What's anything special today with skin? Just stuff.
You know, your normal update on where you can find boobies in television and movies.
There you go. You can download the podcast from the live show from a couple weeks ago. It's still up there. You haven't listened to that yet. Please go ahead. A lot of people rave how good it sounded, you know. I had to answer, apparently when they went into the crowd and asked your sister what her Deadpool name was, apparently those microphones out in the crowd didn't really...
Oh, the wireless ones weren't coming through well on the podcast.
It was tough. I had to do some manipulating to the stand-up sets to make them sound better.
So one of our cool listeners, I recognize the dude, he responds to everything, a Facebook friend. He asked me, I couldn't hear it, what is her Deadpool name? And I typed it back to him, and he's... I love typing that out, too. You know, just saying it right there. Because I know he's cool.
Nick's been typing it out a lot longer than you have.
Oh, you're right. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.